our fucking microphones weren't turned up. See? Oh. And that's what's good to check for.
Ha ha.
It's good to check and make sure your fucking microphone's on, fuckers. All right? Because if your microphone's not on, people will tune in because...
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Okay. Yes.
Well.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I will tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, and full free episode. And I keep going back and forth. Gonna do exclusive content and free content. Exclusive content and free content. And I should just end at the conclusion that people that support a program like this probably want it to be free for everybody. So the folks that can hit up the Patreon and or PayPal are the taxpayers so that everyone else can drive on that road.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. That's what we say. Thank you. RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So now I can go ahead and make the web post. And this is a call out. Or something. That's what I titled the episode.
Did you really?
Shit.
All right.
And what now? What, now, why that? You see how when I said that, Phoenix fucking laughed. This is how inside jokes happen. Okay. Now, this is way back when a lot of us were like the first year or so of us interacting with each other and finding each other on the Facebooks.
Right.
I think, Feast, you were already kind of with some of these niggas a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit more than me. I was, like, purely with, like, the fucking hardcore hip-hop crowds and black atheist crowds. I didn't even know there were people over here that shared my leftism. I did not know y'all niggas were around. So I was just always yelling with the hip-hop and atheist niggas about this shit. And somebody had made a post. It was a white-on-white crime. It was two white women trying to fucking, you know, get their fucking, get their stripes up with the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one, I think it was one Becky going after Krista, which is also Krista of, Guerrilla Feminism.
Yeah.
Dropped the L.A. Because she ain't from no hood. But, fuck, so drop the L.A. It's Krista from, Little Monkey Feminism.
Yeah.
And, fucking, and they... It was some bullshit about this motherfucker is racist because of this and supports this bad. And, like, I can't remember if it was at the beginning or the end. It was either the first sentence or the last sentence. And that shit was, like, all caps and exclamation points out the wazoo. This is a call out. Mm-hmm. And it was just the funniest shit because it was like, what is that? What, like, the, I don't know, like, I guess people use it different because, like, with me, like, on some hip hop shit, call out meant I said your name and fuck you. And it there doesn't have to be any real morality behind it or anything. It's just, I'm getting at you. This is a call out. But with these niggas, what is a call out to them?
It's like a much more tame version of what you said, because it is rooted in the morality of the social justice. I am calling you out because you said something racist, like because you did something bad and I'm going to punish you is really what, for the most part, a call out is. Or I'm going to try to punish you, as it may go, you know.
I'm going to punish you.
Yes.
And hopefully the Facebook Live stays on for this episode. Wait, there's Theo Loco. Theo Loco, nigga, you free?
He got out, I think, this morning or last night.
Okay. Dude, we're just throwing a nigga business. I did that real casual.
Oh, he said we could make a podcast segment out of it. I just need to, like, clip out stuff first.
Okay, yeah, we can't be saying nigga's real name. I just say Theo Loco from the Twitter to the Facebooks.
Yes.
And does that say Ivica? Ivica Loco up in the joint. Ivica Loco Sim. That's a lot of name.
That is a lot of name.
That's your rap name, nigga. posted up in the joint on the Facebooks Live archived chat space. All right, and this is William J. Blackass Motherfucker, a.k.a. Dark Skin Nigglesworth. With Phoenix Kalita over here, the Uppity Negress. Follow on the Twitters at Uppity Negress. Two P's, two T's, two S's. And then there's Cleopatra Jones, who also uses Uppity Negress on the Facebooks. These are not the same people.
Not the same people.
Not confused. I had Cleopatra Jones on the Social Dissonance. Who that said, Vicar Loco in the archive chat space said, great names got your tongue done. Did I say create great names got your tongue done? Yeah, I need to fucking, you know what? Maybe I need a new prescription. Yeah, because you know what? When you have the glaucoma, that's just a slow deterioration.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it's about time that I upgrade the eyewear. Some folks might be able to see the red tape on the side of mine. Because I work in the factory and I put the side shields on and off my glasses. And considering that I got these at Walmart in 2013, there was only going to be so much of that shit before the arm just fell the fuck off.
Yeah.
And I don't give a hell. I got the red tape on them. All right. So you have this thing ready. Now, what is the back? So apparently some Hispanic woman from outside the Bronx, right? Because, like... like her father made got a little change in his pocket and moved their family outside the Bronx when she was a child. And
I don't actually know New York geography. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of niggas is faux mad about that, but you know. Yeah, but populist from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
Is out there mobbing with the Burn Sand Man.
Yeah.
And then endorsed somebody else.
Yeah, so she actually endorsed, this is gonna like take me a second because I have like 10,000 tabs open to do this. She and Bernie were just out there to endorse Brent Welder for Congress. And one of the people he's running against is Sharice Davis. And people are upset. They are big mad that Ocasio-Cortez is siding with the white man instead of the indigenous woman. Because Sharice is actually Ho-Chunk. How about that? Ho-Chunk. Nah. Ho-Chunk. Oh. Yeah.
They're very inclusive.
Ho-Chunk Nation. And so people were like, but if she wins, she'll be like, the first ever Native American woman senator, period. Definitely the first one from Kansas, but I believe the first one in the nation. So people were like, but historic firsts. And Ocasio-Cortez is like, yeah, she's cool and all, but I'm actually co-signing the person who has the progressive platform. And so people are big mad and attempting to call out Ocasio-Cortez. But they're trying to do it in, like, a really disingenuous way. Instead of just being like, it's fucked up, you won't support her. They're like, I don't understand why you're doing this. Can you explain why you're choosing to behave like this? And so one of the people who did this was Tom Watson, who, I have your screenshot. Tom, who are you? Tom Watson writes for Wired and lectures at Columbia, is a journalist, an author, a consultant, and a proud member of the Resistance.
What? Really? What, do they have meetings? Now it's a member of the Resistance.
Yes.
You got a swipe card?
Yes.
You fucking clock in? You get put on the set? That would be the least painful getting put on the set ever.
Well, yeah, you just eat sheet cake.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Go to brunch.
See? Now that's not good for the homies that have diabetes, Resistance. This is a call out. Motherfuckers.
And so Tom Watson says, how strange. She just, about Ocasio-Cortez, she just flew 1,500 miles to stump for two dudes in Kansas, specifically blocking the potential first Native American representative in KSO3. I just don't understand it. And then Joan Walsh, who is a CNN correspondent, right?
Oh, see, okay, so she stepped up from MSNBC.
Yeah, she's with CNN now. And by the way, has 320,000 followers and felt a need to say, I would have voted for Ocasio 2018 even though I respect Joe Crowley, but this is why I don't get why she's opposing Sharice Davids or Steph Murphy.
Wait, really? She said would have?
Yeah.
So now she's going to vote for the Republican.
I don't know. Maybe.
Joan Walsh pugging it up. Because, I mean, it is a binary. They wanted a two-party system. You got one. So if you're saying would have.
Well.
So that means that's in the can.
But Crowley's still on the ballot as a third party.
Oh, so she's going to
split the vote so the Republican wins.
So Joan Walsh is going to stein it. You're going to Jill Stein it. You see what happens when niggas go full Jew.
That. All right. And then Leah McElrath, who has 116 followers and is a political media social analysis comment and Okay. Her Twitter bio just says political media social analysis and commentary and activism. I don't know what the fuck she activisms, but it's in her bio, so it must be true.
Christ. What do you sell on Etsy? That's your activism? your fucking tea cozies?
Who tweeted at Ocasio-Cortez saying, dear at her Ocasio-Cortez's handle, you're an impressive person and spot on, so why are you campaigning against the indigenous American lesbian Sharice Davids and for her white male opponent? Because Ocasio-Cortez was on Face the Nation and said, more women are running than ever, and I think women want representation in Congress because Congress is 80% male and that creates blind spots. Sounds people like, but you said that, but you're co-signing the man. Why?
Wait, then what? Then why did they support Obama Biden over fucking
Hillary?
Sarah Palin.
Oh.
And you know, put your hands up, guy.
McCain.
Yeah, Johnny. What? Why? Because that one had the woman, didn't you? What? Why were y'all not going hard for Carly Fiorina?
Oh, you thought that. Identity politics made sense, did you?
Why are you not very mad at Fox News for letting Stacey Dash go? Nigga, say words to me, please.
And then my favorite one. Now, mind you, these all happened the same day.
Oh, shit.
Which, I don't know, seems a little... I don't know.
Maybe they actually are a group and they do have meetings.
Yeah. Hold on, let me look at the date stamps now. Yeah, all the same day. Which is interesting to me. Like, all right, I see. And then my favorite one is from Amani Gandhi.
Oh, shit.
AKA Angry Black Lady.
Oh, shit. Always the best.
Says, why are you not backing Sharice Davids at Ocasio 2018? I'm wondering, as are a lot of people. And of course, if you have followed Amani over any amount of time over social media, you know that's her gotcha moment to step into the call out, right?
Oh, shit.
And Ocasio cool. Cortez responds by saying, hey, Amani. Like this.
Wait, what was that?
It was a sound.
And then Ocasio Cortez responds by saying, hey, Amani. I find Sharice fabulous and inspiring. Our teams are in touch. In this particular primary, there's only one candidate who is committed to Medicare for all, tuition-free college, rejects corporate money, and those issues happen to be important to me. As for gender endorsements, I believe the majority of my own endorsements have gone towards women and women of color. I've endorsed queer women as well, and should Sharice win, she can count on my full enthusiastic support in helping her flip this seat, too.
Yeah, wait, that was Ocasio directly to Gandhi?
Yeah, directly.
And what was Gandhi's response? What Gandhi's response was like...
Oh, cool, I love stupid bullshit like this.
Thanks for responding.
Whoa, that was it?
That was it, nigga. That was it, my nigga.
Jesus.
It was a moment of beauty on the Twitter. It was a good moment.
Yo, Generation X's, shut the fuck up. Stop coming at millennials sideways. Like, because, I mean, granted, like, there's millennials our age. So, like, we are in the age of seeing millennials become sellouts.
Right.
But
right.
Not a lot of us yet.
And then I like in the thread where this is happening, somebody said centrist. You know, and it has, like, centrists are saying, Ocasio-Cortez doesn't support women candidates. And then it says, meanwhile, Ocasio-Cortez has endorsed Carrie Harris, Zephyr Teachout, Cori Bush, Sarah Smith, Cynthia Nixon, Salazar Senate 18, Lindsey Flanagan, Texas, and Ayanna Presley. So, you know, hey.
Yeah, those ain't women.
And then somebody said, well, maybe we understand there's no representation for Native American women and never has been. So while it would be nice for her to be the most liberal candidate, we aren't supporting a white man over her because he claims to be more liberal. That nigga campaigned or worked for Bernie Sanders' campaign, so we can't actually be sure if he's progressive or not.
So it was okay that Hillary Clinton picked a white man as her running mate.
And three white men to run her campaign?
That was all right. There's Fallon Matthew of FallonKitty.com in the archive chat space said, I think there was also a huge misconception which likened, what does that say, Generation Xers as Daria's target demographic, what does that say? Aryan Nation? What is that word?
What? I don't know, I can't.
It's A-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-O-N.
I can't read it from here.
A narration?
I don't know, I can't read it from here.
I'm going to go with target audience and maybe the autocorrect disrespected her. And, yeah, because, like, Generation X, but, they were fucking adults. Like, when Daria popped off, I was, what, 15, 16, 17?
Yeah.
When that show cracked off. Like, yeah, Daria was targeting, like, directly at millennials. Like, straight at us.
Yeah. And then this is just people in this thread saying, I disagree. In this case, representation matters more than policy.
Wow.
But if they don't have progressive policy, are they actually representing you?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Someone said that. Those were, who is the motherfucker that said that shit?
Devante Smith Pelly.
Why your name gotta be Devante?
Because he a nigga.
God damn. Such a dope. That's like one of my favorite black names.
Devante, it's a good
name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just gonna fuck it all up.
Yeah. And he said, you want me to believe that white men are omniscient and I fail to see how lives of the Native community, specifically women, are going to benefit by having this guy represent them. Do you know what's best for minority communities you aren't a part of? And somebody responded and said, I'm not asking you to believe white men are omniscient. I'm asking you to look at policy positions and see which positions will benefit those communities the most. And he said, you're doing exactly that, which is why I asked you the question you conveniently didn't answer. We can't know what will benefit their communities the most. What we do know is that diversity is beneficial to all communities. But how is somebody who has straight up said their policy isn't for that group going to help that group?
They really don't give a fuck.
No.
They have no idea how much like Republicans they are.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. That is the most, it's so blatant now. Like I guess they can't hide it. Yeah, Bernie Sanders really fucked them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn. Holy shit. It's hard to comment on.
Yeah, and then other people, if you won't support Dems if they're not completely on board with your ideal platform, we can't afford a divided Democratic Party as we try to combat the current ultra-right GOP.
Well, they'll come to the left. That's the thing. You keep talking about shit's divided. We'll
move the fuck over.
Yeah. Come on, nigga.
Focus on your own district and stop trying to promote a white guy. Okay. You're not making smart choices here.
I just want all these people saying promote a white guy. I want to know how many of them shared those Barry Hussein and Uncle Joe memes.
I would like to know. One said, why wouldn't the Democratic Party support their own elected representatives? It's ridiculous to expect them not to want their own reelected. Obviously, they don't know about Rhode Island. We covered Rhode Island.
Maybe.
They said fuck incumbents. If they're female, all of them. Yeah.
They
So yeah, this is what's going on in the thread. It's fucking wild to me. Yeah, and Imani backed down from it, which was kind of cool. And then people were like, "You tried to call her." She's like, "No, I didn't. I was just asking questions."
No, the fuck you weren't. Fucking disingenuous ass nigga. Imani Gant's got to be one of the most funny style niggas on earth.
I wasn't calling her out. I asked a question, and I think I did it respectfully. She responded respectfully. I thanked her. I don't know what your problem is, but I'm not interested. I also just woke up from a nap, so give me a fucking break.
Oh, you just woke up from a nap. I just got off a 12-hour shift. My bad. My energy is still up from making sure that your fucking Cheez-Its are packaged.
When I call someone out, it's obvious. There is no try. I just do it. LOL. It's like, have you met me?
No, I can't afford to be where you hang out.
I can't afford your brunch prices.
Nigga. So no, I haven't met you.
I think people were hoping for a fight. I was just genuinely interested in her answer. No, the fuck you weren't.
So I'm that's that. Candy is such a white woman, cuz. Nigga, on the set. She is so fucking Becky.
Sometimes you just are who raises you.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah, Imani Gandhi got adopted by a white woman that was married to a queen, which is probably why she was so comfortable with Elon.
Hey. So then I was like, all right, well, let me look into this because I don't know Charisse Davids and I don't know this white man she's running against. I just forgot his name, Brett Welder. So I Googled them. Here, according to their own websites, are their platforms. Our economy. Charisse believes the current Republican tax bill is a corporate giveaway and handout to the wealthiest 1%. Okay, I co-sign. Worse yet, the tax bill saddles our future generations with a crippling financial burden and further debts. Okay, I co-sign. Small businesses are the lifeblood of America and need to be front of mind when creating economic policy.
That doesn't mean anything. Those are... Small businesses are the lifeblood of America. That's like just saying, praise his name, Jesus. It means fucking nothing.
I mean, maybe they should be, but I'm pretty sure that major corporations are the lifeblood of America because they own most of the blood.
And what the fuck is lifeblood of America?
What keeps it going? What makes it work?
And what blood isn't lifeblood? Like, I need to... Where is this death blood? It's an expression. Nigga, express yourself with some direct sentences. You're running for office. Motherfucker.
Right. Oh, cool. Modernize. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Modernizing our aging infrastructure is necessary to maintain communities and economies. It would create thousands of jobs and provide a foundation for decades of growth. Okay, cool. So here's what she plans to do. Fight for a true tax cut for the middle class.
What
I think she left some people out.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, gang. Just cut out the part of my taxes that go to police.
Yeah. Corporate welfare in general.
Yeah.
Incentivize healthcare benefits for small businesses.
What size is small? Do they define small?
Not here, but there's typically legal definitions based on how many employees you have.
Okay, I have one.
You don't work for a small business.
Oh, I work for that fucking factory.
Yeah, it's not. It has too many employees to be a small business.
The wine cellar is be small.
We'll take that tax cut. Create a child tax care credit to help working families across America. Those things usually only apply once a year, so I'm not like a huge fan because you only get to claim it on your taxes, but you spend 11 out of 12 months of the year fucked on that. But, you know, support efforts to increase broadband access, but it doesn't say reinstate net neutrality safeties. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah, they're basically saying you can get MSNBC really fucking fast now.
Every student should have access to quality public education. Supporting early childhood education and after-school programs benefits families. The cost of obtaining a degree has skyrocketed, and so has the likelihood of crushing student loans. We should be implementing policies that encourage and facilitate opportunity for higher education. That didn't say anything, though. Like, what's your actual fucking plan?
Because they don't... Because I was waiting for it, right? Because I heard, okay, early childhood education, that's cute. I mean, there were niggas that... I was in Head Start, but there's niggas that were not in Head Start that are doing fucking fine.
Yeah.
And, but they do not want to say, make, like, the first 4 years of college
free.
Public school as well. Yeah. Yeah, also public school. Oh. I think the word free has been ruined. The word free for college is just like the word reparations for niggers. You know, like reparations, it's a done word. So now it's, say a full sentence. Make it like public school.
Students should be exposed to careers in trades and technical areas. That's how we're going to eliminate student debt, by telling kids to stop going getting four-year degrees and to just go to trade school instead.
Wait, but they said in trade, in technical or and technical?
And technical areas.
They should specify which trades.
Oh, they just mean any trade school, I guarantee you. Like anything from like fucking, like CNAs, phlebotomists, or trades, fucking welders, bricklayers, carpenters, any of that, any of them shits.
The whole maintenance department.
Yes. Charisse plans to implement a holistic approach to education, focusing on quality public options from pre-K through secondary higher education, promoting skill-based training programs. See, a lot of this platform is like, we need to get niggas to work. This is what a lot of this platform
is. It's just fluff. It's get a job fluff.
Prioritize access to public education and facilitate ways for Congress to partner with and support states in implementing robust K-12 systems. Okay. Charisse will work.
What, like, so just kind of just make it a little wider.
Charisse will work to support communities to hone technical skills through apprenticeships. All her shit is about get a job, motherfucker. Get a fucking job. Okay. Support policies enable people to refinance sewer loans at lower rates. Support initiatives such as loan forgiveness for those entering public service.
So if you're a cop.
If you're a cop, if you're like a nurse, first responder, military, doctor.
So wait, can we remove cop and military?
No.
Can she make that blatant in her shit?
No.
I mean, because all that matters is her identity, so if she puts that in here, the Democrats would still support her.
Charisse believes too many Americans are suffering and dying because they lack affordable health care. It's unacceptable we pay the highest cost for prescription drugs. Women face too many restrictions and regulation over the care of their own bodies. Costs are too high for reproductive services. Charisse plans to support expansion of Medicaid.
Expansion.
But Medicaid is specifically right now for poor people. Like, we're poor and we make too much to qualify for Medicaid. I hope you fucking know.
What?
Yeah, like, that's how poor you have to be for Medicaid. You have to be, like, literally, like, at the poverty line poor. Like, we are poor and we make too much for Medicaid.
I'm the wrong kind of poor?
Yeah, you're the wrong kind of poor.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Support legislation that prevents price gouging and restricts the ability of companies to slow introduction of generic brands. Enable Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Legislation that assures women have full range of healthcare services. Initiatives aimed at reducing the alarming and preventable disparity of maternal mortality rate facing African-American mothers. Okay. Holistic approach to reducing gun violence and deaths. Treat gun violence as a public issue, allowing us to study it and regulate it as such. Do we need more studies on guns? I think we know the problem.
No, you gotta sit. Now we gotta study the clips.
Never accept any campaign contributions from the gun lobby. Oh, that sentence hurt my soul. I was like, oh, that's awesome, Noko, only from them.
And you know what that was? That was just a Bernie diss, is all that was. Okay, so on this screen,
yes.
The shit isn't really showing up.
Okay.
Oh, no, I just haven't been scrolling. Okay, but there's a Fallon Loco and Ivyker Loco in the archive chat space, and Fallon Loco saying, excuse me. He said, exactly. And so many think pieces and critics claim that Daria was a spokesperson member of Generation X.
Fuck no.
That fictional character was a teenager the same age as... Fuck it. And then Fallon's like, why is Imani even in it? Like, why? Because this is Imani's job. Imani is...
Job.
Imani's coming for that MSNBC job. She I is. Guarantee goddamn to you. When Joanne Reed gets promoted, Imani Gandhi takes that seat. And then Fallon Loco said, trade and technical school can cost more money than a degree, too. I'm not sure why these forget until peeps don't talk about that. Forget until.
Now, let's see. Climate change is real, so support tax policies to encourage use and transition of renewable resources, work to invest in wind production infrastructure, and fight against dismantling the Clean Water and Air Acts. Do work necessary to achieve comprehensive immigration reform. I don't know what the fuck that means. Work across the aisle to develop common sense policy that supports our nation's role as a beacon of hope for people around the world.
What the fuck are this nigga's policies for indigenous folks?
You don't know because you're not indigenous, all right?
Seems like this nigga has a lot of shit for the white working class.
Fight to protect DACA recipients and create a pathway to citizenship.
Okay.
Combat voter restrictions and fight for equal access to the ballot box.
And what about people on reservations? How is it?
I know, that was the whole argument, was like she has to be the one because we don't know what Native people need, but nothing in here yet has been Native.
What about, like, specific. Okay, there's got to be someone, and I'm not even being snarky here. This is the real deal. Like, something as far as, like, Native women being raped by white men on the fucking there's, tribal land.
Yeah.
But they get, but because they took them out of the Violence Against Women Act in 2012. So, like, there's got to be something.
No, there's, like, literally, I'm at the end of her platform. The last thing is voter restriction, fighting for equal access to ballot box, and support legislation and policies that recognize civil protections for LGBTQIA people. There was not a fucking word in here about Native people. There was one thing about black people when it was about maternal death rates for black women. The one line about LGBTQ people, but that was it. Like, no other specific, like, groups were mentioned.
Damn.
Which is wild because niggas like, what'd that nigga just say in that thread? We have to vote for her because we need Native representation because only Native people don't, but she's not telling us what Native people need. And like a lot of these things just don't sound like very generic to me. So all right. So here's the guy she's running against.
Oh,
an asshole. Fighting for us, not for billionaires or giant corporations. Brent is tired of big corporations calling the shots in Washington. He's committed hard to working for Kansas families, not Wall Street CEOs. That's why he will not accept any corporate PAC money. In 2016, as a member of the Democratic National Platform Committee, Brent wrote an amendment to ban corporate money from elections. He will fight to end Donald Trump's corporate welfare. Brent wants to wipe out corrupt tax loopholes for corporations and billionaires so we can invest in local and small businesses. So he actually did write an amendment to get corporate money out of politics.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
Fight for a $15 minimum wage, a higher minimum wage, boost the local economy, believes no one who works full-time should live in poverty, especially while corporate CEOs make as much an hour as their workers make a year. Raising minimum wage to $15 will help pump billions of dollars into local economies and ease underpaid workers off government assistance. In order to do this, we need actual change in Washington. Fight for middle-class workers and labor. He goes off with his background about this is why I believe this. I'm just trying to get to what the actual policies.
Oh, okay, is. And Ivica Loco Sim also said about the previous platform.
Yes.
The very robust.
Very robust platform.
Said it sounds like a pretty standard center platform with a little to energize the voter base.
Yep.
Yeah, but. And that because they're running Hillary style because that won twice.
It did win twice.
Yeah, it lost to a nigga named Barack Hussein Obama in 2008. And then it lost to a fucking known rapist vagina grabber or labia pincher. I don't really know exactly how he goes about grabbing them. I don't. With those little hands, I don't really think he's getting past labia.
You're on a need-to-know basis. You don't need to know.
Don't need to know. She lost to Barry and Trump.
Brent, fighting for middle-class workers and laborers, was a national field director for Teamsters and organized over 1 million union members to help elect pro-worker candidates at national, state, and local levels. At law school, instead of joining a corporate firm, he became a labor lawyer for a labor union.
Jesus fucking Christ.
This guy sounds a lot more fucking liberal than her. I'm just saying.
Or progressive. I guess, like liberal and progressive is be two different things. And yeah, she's running on the Hillary model where it's just like, check out my identity. Yo, vote for me.
He also opposes the recent Supreme Court Janus AFSCM decision and the so-called right-to-work legislation and will fight to expand workers' unions' abilities to organize. Fighting for Medicare for all, companies should not be able to drive price of medications. We'll fight to end the double standard in healthcare, where members of Congress give themselves a premium healthcare while everyone else gets second-rate insurance or goes without. Medicare for all. Okay. Now notice, he specifically said Medicare for all. She said, expand Medicaid for people at the poverty line, which is good, but not nearly enough. Fighting for women's equality, fight for women's rights, equal pay, and health care. In our rigged economy, women make 80 cents on the dollar for a man in the same job. With misogynist Donald Trump as president, his fucking webpage calls Donald Trump a misogynist.
The previous one we read did too, right?
No.
It said something way more hardcore than that.
It's now more important than ever to draw a line in the sand on women's rights. Brent pledges to stand up to Trump and support equal wages for work. He also believes in a woman's right to choose and will end all efforts to defund community health centers such as Planned Parenthood.
This is a gangsta-ass fucking...
Yeah, I want to vote for him too!
How come I don't live? Where is it? Kansas?
Kansas! Do you want to move? Because what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Let's move again.
Fighting for racial justice. Brent knows Black Lives Matter. That's a fucking sentence.
That's a hard, because it Brent knows. Like that, he should just take those two and put that before a whole bunch of other progressive things. Brent knows millionaires and billionaires can go fuck themselves. Brent knows. It's almost like the, what was it, Jeb Bush. Jeb can fix it.
He is committed to stopping unconstitutional police violence and brutality and understands racial justice extends to creating more equitable legal, political, and economic systems. He's running for Congress to fix our rigged economy that results in lower wages, unsafe workplaces, and discriminatory hiring practices for minority workers. He's also committed to investing in minority communities by supporting minority-owned businesses and educational opportunities.
Oh, kind of like that shit Bernie Sanders said when he was against reparations.
Uh-huh. Immigration reform. Trump has made fear of immigrants a center point of his administration, but Brent will fight for the dignity and safety of all immigrants. Dedicated to seeing dreamers thrive and maintaining DACA, believes in fair and compassionate comprehensive immigration reform that does not break up families, but does provide a pathway to citizenship and fixes our immigration system. Fighting for LGBTQ equality. Love is love. Brent believes all people, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity, deserve equal rights and protections at work, communities, and at home. Brent has always supported LGBTQ rights and, as a community organizer, helped fight the battle for marriage equality from the beginning. He worked with Congressman Patrick Murphy to repeal the discriminatory Don't Ask, Don't Tell law that banned openly gay and bisexual people from military service.
How much of a hippie is this motherfucker?
I don't know.
Like, is he, like, smoking reefer and listening to Busy Bone acapellas right now?
Fighting for debt-free college. Higher education is the best way to ensure better wages, make the workforce more productive, and boost the economy. Brent will fight to make sure students don't have to decide between huge amounts of debt and going to college. He believes if students work hard, they deserve the opportunity to succeed like everyone else, regardless of how much money their parents make. He will work to end crippling student loan debt for those who have already finished their college education.
Whoa, he said crippling, problematic, ableist. This is a call out.
So did she.
And his name is Brent. That's one of the white names we like making fun of. And he's trying to make it cool. Also, problematic. This is a call out, motherfucker.
Brent and his wife have 2 young girls. That's why they support pre-K education for every child to ensure high-quality preschools available to all families so all children can start off on equal footing. Fighting protect the environment. We can't survive without clean air or water. Part of being a good parent and a good citizen is ensuring the world we leave our kids is as good or better than what we came into. Climate change is a threat to the country and the world. We must rejoin the Paris Accord and invest in energy through renewable resources. Brent supports clean energy that creates American jobs, boosts the economy, and keeps us safe by ending our dependence on foreign oil.
Sentences like that actually have to be said. We can't survive without clean air and water. We actually have to say that to people now because we have a culture full of...
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Yeah. Fighting for veterans' benefits. If we can afford to go to war, we can afford to take care of veterans. Brent worked with Patrick Murphy, the first Iraq War veteran elected to Congress, and has fought his entire career to help veterans. In the 3rd District of Kansas, there are over 40,000 veterans. Damn. Brent will continue to fight to make sure the VA is fully funded and veterans in Kansas and across the country get the benefits they deserve. Gun reform. Gun violence is a serious threat that cannot be ignored. Brent will stand up to the corporate gun lobbies and demand we pass sensible restrictions on firearms. This should start immediately with reinstating the assault weapons ban, outlawing bump stocks, increased background checks, stopping suspected terrorists, stalkers, and domestic abusers from buying guns, and enacting federal legislation putting extreme risk protection orders.
This fucking guy!
Who is this fucking guy?
This is Vladimir Bernshmagoff.
And it's like wild looking at his face because...
Oh, he looks weird. He's got a weird face.
He doesn't look like a progressive.
What the fuck is this?
He doesn't look like a progressive.
John Goodman looking motherfucker. Let me put this shit up to the camera. You see that shit? This goofy looking motherfucker. Nigga, what MRA group are you in? With that fucking face. This is a severely white man.
His name is Brent, nigga.
Brent Welder. But he's a Democrat. Why are they beefing? Vote blue no matter who, nigga.
But yeah, so obviously you could see the difference of their platforms.
Yo, Kansas, Brent or bust.
Brent
like,
or bust.
Start sending that warning like a... You know, like, that's what motherfuckers need to be told. Like, because there's that little thing that goes around, like, every couple of weeks. Where it's like, dear progressives, let's get it out of our system now that somebody who doesn't fit everything you want is going to be on the ballot. It's just more important. And it's like, dear motherfuckers, niggas said Bernie or bust, and you found out that they weren't fucking playing with you. So next time around, when they say Brent or bust... Realize they're not fucking playing with you. They'll let you have Todd Akin.
Oof. But now, mind you, so Ocasio-Cortez ran on a platform of 15 an hour, Medicare for all, free public tuition, and they wonder why she supported this guy over the previous platform just because that previous platform happened to be from an indigenous woman.
And how indigenous?
She's like, registered with the tribe?
Registered, but like, can she... Like, because indigenous, that is a specific word. Like, we kind of throw that one around. Let's go ahead and identification it or definition it.
Definition it.
I'm going to misspell it and then Yahoo search is going to fix it for me. No, I did spell it wrong.
I mean, she looks very native to me.
I'm like, so what? What is this? Originating or occurring naturally in a particular place. So all indigenous means is, nigga, we were just here.
Native. Yeah, you're native to the environment.
Oh, yeah, that's not very special to me.
She looks native to me, so she's registered, so, you know.
Well, where does she stand on, black settler privilege? Like, why isn't Imani asking that?
Whoa.
Imani, ask that... You have a much bigger platform and following. You can ask the big questions if you actually give a shit.
You know she's never going to ask that question to anyone ever.
I'm saying it like Imani's ever going to hear this program ever.
It would be hilarious if she did. She'd be sorely disappointed.
God damn it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there isn't much time for stories. So let me just give you the headlines and then maybe we'll tap into one of them in partic. So there was somebody named Ronald Lee Kidwell. Those who knew Ronald Lee Kidwell were not surprised to learn that he was charged with murder of a black woman. So this was somebody Phoenix was telling me in show prep was a racist that was befriending black people to lure them in to murder them. And then also there was a man fatally shot in a Pennsylvania bar Saturday, had defended a black man from racial slurs. Is what happens. God damn. You wanna be friends with a nigger, we gonna treat you like a nigger, boy.
Basically.
Yeah, so Chad got shot. And doop-a-doop, skip-boop, Splinter News, the folks at Fox News. So I guess what they were gunning for, they wanted to get a Democrat that was like pro-guns and shit.
No, pro-ICE.
Pro-ICE, but they accidentally got a motherfucker that
right.
was anti.
They actually got the wrong person. Like, they had someone's name in mind, and that's not who actually got put on the show.
See, the people who tell you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps work really hard and do their jobs right.
They do, all the time.
And Charlottesville-based wedding photographers refused to serve a same-sex couple. This is two cis white women in Northern Virginia, and they said they were discriminated against by a Charlottesville-based wedding photographer because of their sexual orientification, which is such a better word than I remember when I was growing up. And people would say sexual preference.
Yeah.
And I got used to hearing it. And I probably even said it myself. But like as you go into your early 20s, mid 20s, well at least for me, you start realizing like, wait a second. If niggas are just born rocking like that.
Right.
How do you just prefer?
Right. Yeah, you could just change your preference at any point.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Based on the current political climate. Kind of feeling just only Democrat women. Really doesn't matter what you look like, just Democrat women. Yeah, all
That's
of them.
It's kind of like being a political lesbian.
McClivical Dimsbian? I don't know. We're going to work on
Dimsbian.
That one.
Dimsbian, alright.
Oh, that's really fucking up the word Demi.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, those individuals are Paula Fries and Katie Brown, if you were interested in how white they are.
Which, actually, I just want to say, what actually caught my attention about the story is that this was Charlottesville, you know, the place that had the Nazi march, and all the, like, leaders of Charlottesville were like, we're not actually like this, they just showed up here, we're really good, liberal, we love everyone people. I'm like, do you?
Do you support Brent Welder? And Fiz Kalita got a couple of joints off of pinknews.co.uk. Yeah, three of them off of pinknews.co.uk. Evangelical Trump ally Tony Perkins has said it was a mistake to strike down the sodomy laws that had criminalized homosexuality. Remember, for my cisgender, cis-hetero folks, sodomy is also when you put your mouths on each other, how you is be liking it. And when you do anything other than penicular and vaginista, anything other than that is sodomy. So that also criminalizes you.
Yeah.
All right. And let's see. Also, pinknews.co.uk, a restaurant in Rome, Italy, because we weren't sure.
There's a Rome in Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't really get charged for those minutes anymore. Cell phone joke.
Wow.
Wait, you're not feeling it.
We're old millennials.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Fucking restaurant in Rome, Italia is facing death threats and insults after one of its waiters wrote a homophobic message on the receipt given to a gay couple. Wait, so I didn't know where that sentence was going.
Yes.
Like, that was that Tarantino shit. Wait, so you say some homophobic shit, we will fucking kill you. Alright, yeah. I can dig it.
Yeah.
And the person who wrote it to the gay couple, they were subsequently fired. The incident first emerged on Thursday last week. Today is 7/23/18, July 23rd. Which July is Julio?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, some of my coworkers, they just say Spanish words to me now and they don't give a shit. They're just like, nigga, you should know it by now. So yeah. He's just like, yeah, it's Julio Bentiuno. I was like, yeah, Julio Bentiuno. Fuck it. All right. So it's Thursday last week. The incident emerged. In a press statement on an outlet called Gay Center, an association providing services to the LGBT people, such as a hotline to report homophobic attacks. The couple had dined in, what is that, Locanda Rigatoni, and contacted the hotline after it was given the receipt containing a homophobic message. So now there's gangster sex workers and killer ass gay folks in Italy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Did Bernie not say there was going to be a political revolution?
The revolution is upon us.
Which, that was in my head. It is. Like, as far, because, like, if you actually just look up the definition of the word revolution, it just means big change. Oh, what's up, niggas? Is in there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is the same comments. But yeah, that's all it is just big change. And that Ocasio shit. And all these fucking lefty motherfuckers running, and some of them winning. What, that white trans woman won a couple of months ago? That's big change. That is revolution in the political arena, which makes it a political revolution. These motherfuckers, like, they want revolution to always just be their ideal of the fucking Black Panther Party with afros out of berets marching with shotguns.
Yeah.
Which, the big change... What big change did that bring, really? Because that shit got stomped out quick and fast.
It did.
And replaced with a crack epidemic and Bloods and Crips and GDs and Vice Lords and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. That's your revolution. And then all you niggas that like to fucking play dress up on Facebook with that bullshit... Right, we have an episode called "The Revolution Will Be Instagram Filtered." All right, check that episode out. That's the extended version of this conversation. Black trans women. This is also off pinknews.co.uk. Transgender woman was reportedly found dead in Orlando. All right, where I was living for a while. The Orange County Sheriff's Office reportedly said that the body showed signs of trauma. Why? Because Black trans women get murdered. I'm actually going to go ahead and dig into this one off pinknews.co.uk. Some 14 transgender people known to have been killed so far in 2018 that we know of. Garden, I guess this individual's name, who had been living in Orlando on and off for about 2 years, was identified by family and friends. Mulan Montrese Williams, an outreach coordinator for the HIV/AIDS organization Miracle of Love, told the Orlando Weekly, good little outlet, that Garden was working as a sex worker in the city and dreamed of becoming a stylist. Williams added that Garden was saving up money to complete her transition. This is a quote, the quotes that this person told to the Orlando Weekly that said she was a firecracker, very outspoken. She didn't hold her tongue for anyone or anybody. Her womanhood was one of those things she stood up for. She did not tolerate any disrespect at all. End quote. The outreach coordinator also criticized police for allegedly misgendering Garden and referring to transgender people in a derogatory way. Surprise, surprise. Remember, this is the, like, folks that have been interacting with me on the Facebooks for a couple of years. I've told you about my run-ins with the Orlando police. And one of the most interesting ones was the one where the guy said, "You read too much." Less than 45 seconds later of interacting with me, asking me questions, he said, "You read a lot, don't you?" Less than 45 seconds, he went from "You read too much" to "You read a lot, don't you?" And then they stood out there for a while after they were finished harassing me. I went into work, and a coworker showed up some minutes later to come get on the clock and start putting it down, and overheard them talking. And the dude that said that, he trains new officers. The "you read too much" guy trains new officers.
Well, you know,
the cop that thinks you read too much trains new officers.
Well, you know how it goes. You can't have too high of an IQ to be a cop. Remember?
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
All right. So, according to the Orlando Weekly, the police report described Garden as a man who, quote, was wearing a wig and was dressed like a female, end quote. Regional news channels in Orlando have copied the wording used in the police report, with WESH describing Garden as, quote, a man in a wig, end quote, and WFTV saying she was, quote, man dressed as woman, end quote.
Ugh.
Local LGBT plus group Q Latinx released a statement on the Facebooks condemning the news reports. Quote, we are equally heartbroken by the flagrant disrespect and desecration of her memory by the media and law enforcement that has chosen to dishonor and misgender her in their reporting. We are calling for our media partners and local law enforcement to be more reflective of their practices, issue an apology for their coverage, and commit to improving their efforts for authentically reporting the stories of our beloved transgender and gender non-conforming communities, end quote. Garden was reportedly from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In my projects. In June, a transgender woman fatally shot in Cleveland became the 14th trans victim believed to have been murdered in the U.S. in 2018 that we know of. Keisha Wells, a 58-year-old individual, was found in the car park of an apartment building with a gunshot wound to the abdomen on Detroit Avenue. No arrests have been made yet, and an investigation is ongoing, according to Cleveland.com. On the same day as Keisha Wells' death, another trans woman, Christina James, this is what I'm talking about, the ongoing obituary, just the continued obituary. So I try to find stories where they're living and, you know, say her name while she's still alive.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I think that is sufficient, wine cellar. I know, there's a lot of stories. But we're 57 minutes in.
Oh, you didn't want to do the...
Which one?
Blackface guy?
Oh, shit. God damn
while
it.
While you're pulling that up, just an FYI... There has been a salmonella outbreak linked to raw turkey products in 26 states across the country. 90 people have been reported sick. 40 people have been hospitalized. From Alaska, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. So, I guess make sure you please cook your turkey properly, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to ask, like, that's like the main way to fight it, right? It's
cooking food, yeah.
Yeah, bring your turkey up above 165 degrees.
Right.
All right.
Yes. And I think that too, people don't a lot of people just read a recipe and it'll be like, bake it 350 for 20 minutes. It's like, okay, but not everybody's ovens are the same, so you gotta get the meat thermometer and put that shit in there, you know?
Yeah, like, I strongly prefer a convection oven, you know, like, I'm, you know, the one with the, like, I like the windy blow fan.
Yeah.
The windy blow fan.
Also, with this, there isn't a specific brand. It's from everything from dog food to people food.
Oh, fuck.
Just turkey products in general, so be careful, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Fucking dadgummit. So watch out for your pavo. Alright, so Phoenix Cleaver wanted to squeeze this one in because this should be something we do. I mean, I might do it myself because it's my idea, so it'd be really goofy if I don't support it. So this is coming up off the New York Post, and it was posted by Allie Foster off news.com.au. Student embroiled in KKK blackface college party found dead. Whoa, what happened? One of the university students that was involved in an online scandal after he and fellow students were pictured dressed in Nazi uniforms, KKK outfits, and painted in blackface, he done gone and died. His name is Andrew Stanham, and he was found dead in the shower at his home in Wagga Wagga, Australia.
How unfortunate.
Woo!
The world has lost something amazing.
The 22-year-old individual was one of the Charles Sturt University students that attended a politically incorrect party that caused widespread outrage, which, no, it didn't. People just said, yo, that's fucked up. People saying, yo, that's fucked up is not outrage. I tap the mouse on the table when I'm just landing my syllables or something. After the pictures of the event were shared over Instagram and Facebook is when the what they call outrage happened, which was really just reaction.
And the obvious reaction.
Yeah, like, and that's the reaction they wanted.
Right, and that's why they did it, because they knew. Yeah,
now Charles Sturt University has an enrollment of over 45,000 students and is located in Sydney, Australia. Andrew's family believes he suffered a seizure, whoops, and fell while in the shower. Oh, nigga will fall better, nigga. Shit. I fell, nigga. I just got a couple little stitches. There ain't nothing. Fell while in the shower. With his father, Mark, blaming backlash over the images as a factor in his death.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
quote. The jury is out on the cause of death. We suspect it was an epileptic seizure which resulted in a fall which led to a compromised airway. There is no doubt that stress is a contributing factor.
Nobody made him dress up like that.
Matter of fact, Mr. Stanham's father, you raised him to dress up like that. Mm. That's what you created.
Mm.
A dead boy. Wow, look at what you done gone and did. Aren't you accomplished? You have a whole dead white man in your bathroom.
Hey, that Steve Urkel, look what you did.
The greatest incel propaganda ever.
Mm.
Like, in the end, like, what was that? Like, 9 seasons?
Yeah.
And it all led up to just great incel propaganda and the greatest patriarchy ever. Marries the fucking virgin that got accepted to Harvard and saved a NASA mission. That was the last episode. That's how it ended.
Yeah.
Steve marries Laura. Laura's a virgin going to Harvard. Massive incel patriarchy propaganda.
And What's-Her-Face still wanted him.
Oh, yeah. And he still had his potential light skin trophy on the side, just in case the dark skin one wasn't acting right. He can just go right on back. It ain't nothing. And I forgot what the fuck happened to Stefan.
He just never came back after Laura said she didn't want to marry him. He just disappeared.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't supposed to exist anyway. The nigga was a clone.
He was a clone.
That got... That show really turned into science fiction, didn't it?
Yeah, fucking time travel and fucking...
And yeah. Time travel, like it was, everybody was just like, all right, let's get on Steve's time machine. Fuck it. or he had a teleporter as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Went to Paris.
Yeah. Just fuck it. Hop on the teleporter. Let's go. All right. Continuing with the story. People were quick to condemn the photographs after they were shared online, with CSU suspending a number of students involved. One of the pictures that caused the most outrage showed a group of 5 people dressed up as the Ku Klux Klan, surrounding a man painted in blackface and holding a bowl of cotton.
What?
Excuse? The picture was captioned, quote, "Very, very politically incorrect. Cotton prices are unreal. Thought so. It's a great time to be picking." End quote. Now your dad is picking you up off that bathroom floor, dead boy. Other photos showed students dressed up as Hitler, Nazis, and as Jewish Holocaust prisoners. A person named... That's an unfortunate name to say in my McMurrican voice and vernac. Taz Kuhn. One of Andrew's friends, who was also suspended, told news.com.au the recent events had greatly affected members of the university. No one is, quote, jumping to any conclusions, end quote, about the impact the fallout from the party may have had, quote. Andy was a kid who lived life to the fullest. Whether it was being a key player in the rugby field or the life of the party, but he would always have the time for his mates and family, and that's what would come first, end quote. Nah, nigga, I think that probably the faucet came first. Whatever he landed on when he fell, I think that may have came first. Or the if they have one of those built-in towel racks in there, maybe the back of his head hit that first. You know, or if he fell sideways, toilet first.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was just going to say racism first, but yeah, the faucet. Yeah.
Maybe it was racism first, because that shit is porcelain. It's white. He said, I want to die in whiteness.
There's like a gallon of milk in the bathroom.
Or fell sideways and hit his head on a shit bowl. That's the last thing that he saw before he died was a shit bowl.
Which is like, it's still fucking wild to me. They're like, it was the stress from being called out. Nobody made you act a fucking fool. Nobody made you go to a party and dress up in blackface or a Nazi uniform. Like, you opted to do that, and now you're mad there's fucking consequences. Except your call out, my friend.
Yeah, so, and his name is Stanham.
Yeah.
So, folks, take a picture laying on your bathroom floor in the tub, and then post it with the hashtag Stanhamming. Stanhamming. Hashtag Stanhamming. I doubt that this will become a thing because not that many people listen to this program, but if it did, remind folks where the idea came from.
Well, I mean, also, people won't do it because they're like, it's mean to make fun of the dead kid because he's white, but niggas did that shit, like, constantly with Trayvon. That was a whole fucking Halloween costume.
Yeah, Trayvoning, yeah.
Yep, Trayvoning.
Or fucking... Even if you don't die, what was it? The
Ray Rice.
Yeah.
When he beat his wife.
Janelle, was that her name?
Janae
yeah. Rice.
And Tamir.
Damn, I didn't know they did Tamir.
They did Tamir, yeah.
All right, yeah, so let's do their dead kids. You know it's you were laughing listening to this segment. Like, it's you motherfuckers tuned in on Stitcher. I look at the stats. I see you downloading this. You don't even stream it. You download it. You take the episode with you throughout your day. I know you enjoyed it. So come on. Stanham with me.
Stanham with me.
Everybody do the Stanham. All right, that's good enough. That's good. That is sufficiently wine cellar.
Yes.
PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And yeah, fuck it. I'm done being conflicted and back and forthing with Patreon-only content. Because again, people tuned into this are populist and want the populace to have the program. Oh, fuck it. We'll just do the program, put it out there, and just hope that niggas hit it up on the merit system of things.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Telling you, 1,000 people at $1, and Phoenix Kalita can just do this shit full time.
Hey.
Yeah, because right now, Phoenix Kalita, you applied to be a lunch lady?
I did.
Phoenix Kalita applied to be a lunch lady at a school. And what, a recess duty?
Yeah.
I don't know if every community calls it duty.
I believe the thing said monitor.
Monitor?
Yes.
They probably got tired of duty jokes.
Probably.
Yeah, that would not surprise. All right, so let's go ahead and end the Facebook Live. You fuckers have a good one. And the Facebook Live stayed on the whole time. That is cool.
That's excellent.
Oh, and there's a... On the way out, Theo Loco just said, raw turkey products. Why would someone eat that raw? You know what? They shouldn't. But you know what? They're not cooking it all the way. Like Phoenix said, they're fucking, they just said the recipe says cook 30 minutes. But it's like, yo, take it from somebody who used to be a kitchen manager and inventory guy. 165 degrees. Get it above that, not to that. And also, stick the thermometer in more than one part of the turkey.
Yep.
Yeah, put it in three different spots. Make sure it's 165 through and through. And then also, after you do that, sanitize your thermometer.
Yes.
Yeah, because then you could take that thermometer and contaminate another food item.
Right.
All right, so wine cellar food safety tips, motherfucker. Have a good one. Shit. That's all you need. That's all. Well, here, the people with the podcast audio get one more because I like putting new things on the soundboard.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this. Yeah.